Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for Trials Change Lives. The organisation of clinical trials is a challenge in its own right, and a variety of types of research can help find the most appropriate ways to ensure that trials succeed. In this evidence pod, Helen McEnany, a lecturer in research methodology in the Northern Ireland Network for Trials Methodology Research in Queen's University Belfast, describes how network analyses might help.
Clinical trials are of fundamental importance to the understanding of the effects of new drugs and other treatments and to improve healthcare for all patients. Randomised trials are seen as the gold standard as they have scientific rigour, seek power to make appropriate conclusions and, in theory, are reproducible. But they also have key interactions between human beings which need to be understood and well managed. And that's where network analyses might be particularly helpful. In science, we might think of experiments as inert bodies, data to be analysed and deciphered. But trials by their very nature involve people, you and I, and we are not inert objects, but living and breathing, interacting with the environment and people around us. We choose our friends and have family members, and these people also have friends and family. And so we become a large, interconnected social network. These connections affect how we behave, what we think, and even our health. The same is true in trials, and it's important to acknowledge and think of the participants as more than just data, but as socially interacting bodies of people. Indeed, there are two important groups of people, the participants and the trial team. Within trials, the recruitment of participants is vital, for without these people, there would be no trial, and I believe it's possible to use the social networks of the participants to enhance recruitment. Network analysis can play a role in understanding the interplay of the trial team and recruitment rates. We can use it to study team spirit and how well, or badly, the communication mechanisms at centres are working. Developing a good understanding of the social networks of the participants and the trial team might also help with dissemination of the trial findings. If we can harness these networks to get the key findings to the people the trial is intending to help, that is, future patients and those caring for them, we'll also be going a long way to getting these findings into practice. There is no magic wand that we can wave to ensure that all trials achieve their full potential, but network analysis is one way that trialists might further the success of trials, improve healthcare, and ultimately ensure that trials really do change lives.